Okay. We are. I'm not doing that. It's totally new. Welcome.
And, hey, how you doing, Keith?
Welcome to Bar Talk. We are back. We took a brief hiatus.
We'll call it a hiatus. I call it life. Life a little bit. You know, everything came, got in the way, and we needed to deal with stuff. So that's what happened. How you been doing, Keith?
I'm doing great, man. We took a brief hiatus. We had to change up our whole technical system here, but we're back, and Bar Talk is coming back strong again.
There you go.
For those who do not know what's going on, two guys in a bar talking.
That is it.
Right. Hence Bar Talk. So we're back. We're coming back strong. If you guys want to contact us, now I have to say this. We've done, 14, 15 episodes?
We're close to 20, yeah.
We've gotten a handful.
Of emails.
Yeah, not enough to make us happy.
Yeah, and
we're happy for everyone who's listening, the people who subscribe.
You guys are listening, and when we say email us, we're bored.
Yeah.
We want you to email us.
Yes, email us at bartalk1, bartalk, BARTALK, the number one, bartalk1. At yahoo.com. I always say it. Tell us your cheers,
suggestions, complaints,
anything at all. What you like, you don't like. Suggestions.
Any beautiful woman want to send nude pictures? Hey, we won't share it.
Fall is approaching. It's fall is here. So yoga pants shots.
Oh yes, yoga pants are
just
good
throwing it out there.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And for anybody new, actually, we never introduced ourselves.
We didn't?
No, we did not.
Well, okay, let's introduce ourselves. Okay.
I'm Beamer.
And I'm DJ K.
And
this is Bar Talk. Guys in the bar talking. We are live. We're recording live at Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar.
That is correct.
In Middletown, Delaware. Actually, the address is 714 Ash Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware. All right. Make sure you guys come on down. Ooh, to play this out. Come on down at any time. If you guys come down, we record this live every Wednesday night. If you're in the area on a Wednesday night, come on down. You want to be a part of Bar Talk. You're in. We just may, buy your drinks for the night?
Yeah.
We
take
just
it home.
May.
I mean, who knows?
Shots, fireballs, whatever, Jaeger bombs, whatever you're into.
Yeah. Unless you're from Sweden and you don't like fireball anymore because it's illegal.
So... We're going to start the show off with what we normally do. It's our ceremonial, traditional toast. We are live in the bar. We're drinking. We are drinking alcohol.
I have had a few alcoholic beverages tonight.
Yes, he is. A few alcoholic shots.
I've had a few alcoholic beverages tonight.
Beverages, okay.
Yeah, we don't need to go.
And we're
going to
start off with our traditional toast right now, and we're going to kick off Bar Talk. Here we go. It's still a great show.
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm.
It tastes like beer that's been sitting around for a couple minutes.
I am still a lager man.
And I am still a, special on Wednesday nights, man.
Pussy. I'm sorry. did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
He did say that out loud, and I kind of say, fuck you.
All right, so to all our international listeners, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're back.
We're back. You might not be able to understand us, but hey, you're going to listen to us.
Okay, so we do have a great show lineup for you. Our format is a little bit different. We ain't going to be taking all these crazy breaks and this and that. We take little things, but we're going to dive right into things, okay? It is, we're approaching, it's October. We're approaching Halloween.
Oh, Hallow's Eve, yes.
Ooh. Halloween. The time,
I'm scared.
The time of the year where women can basically be as slutty and dress as slutty and as hoish as they can be and get away with it.
And not get called a slut or a hoe.
Yeah. I mean, no matter what the costume is.
Thank God.
Breasts are exposed.
Oh.
Every costume is a sexy blank.
Well, I saw this thing on the news the other day.
Go ahead. I think it was the same thing.
Was sexy. What, octopus or squid?
Oh, and I got one better.
I never wanted to have sex with a fucking sea animal as much as when I saw the woman in this outfit.
I saw the sexy Ebola nurse.
Yeah, I still.
There's the nurse's outfit. Let me define this: the sexy blank outfit. No matter what it is, they could be a number two pencil. They will be a sexy number two. It'll be a number two pencil outfit with the breasts exposed.
Oh, that's cleavage, short skirt. We're good to go. You could be a sexy bar mat. You know what I mean?
No guy can have a sexy outfit. Guy's going to be, I'm going to be a sexy referee. He's not going to have a referee outfit with his balls hanging out. We're going to jail if we have a sexy.
Yeah. And I'm not going to that party either, so. Oh, what's Bob being today? Oh, he's being a sexy referee with his balls out. I'm good.
I'm going to be a witch, honey. Okay, sure, be a witch. You're like, that's pretty safe. Next you know, she shows up, you're at the costume party. She's the witch with her tits hanging out. I was like, what the hell? The sexy Ebola outfit, it's a nurse's outfit. A sexy nurse's outfit. And she's wearing like a gas mask.
A Tyvek kind of. She's wearing a Tyvek suit with boobs cut out.
Yeah, but the boobs are cut out, so.
But not exposed.
Not exposed.
Yes, because Ebola nurses cannot have exposed or any kind of saliva or any kind of phlegm or anything like that can touch. So it's got to be inside of the plastic Tyvek.
Now wait a minute. Ebola is not airborne.
I don't even know what it is or isn't anymore.
Let me put it this
way. We're living in the United States. The scariness of Ebola.
We've been through SARS, mad cow disease, swine flu, anthrax, and the Ebola. What's next? AIDS. I mean, what is next?
I'm gonna say Scarfell's disease. What's Scarfell's disease? Fuck, I don't know, but somebody go figure it out now. Don't blame me if it comes out.
But why is it they blame black people now? Oh, you were in South Africa. Oh, we gonna have to quarantine you and your family. But you know what? Everything from South Africa and...
Well, it's not... It's like certain parts. Liberia...
No. Beamer. The fear is you come from...
Yes, yes.
You know what they're going to say. Africa.
Mm-hmm. No, it's... Yeah. You saw last week, the nurse up in Maine who came from Africa and... she got back and they put her in quarantine and she had a lawyer involved saying, no, I shouldn't be in quarantine. This is bullshit.
You know why? Because it was her. Let it be somebody else. You know what she's going to say as a nurse?
Yeah, well,
quarantine them.
Wait until she somebody else gets it from her.
Mm-hmm.
If she does have it. No, this isn't false imprisonment. They're not false imprisonment. They have you sitting in a hospital wing with a, completely closed off.
Now look, where I live at.
Family visiting. Hey,
I live in Dover. They had the little girl in the hospital. She was, how old was that girl? 8 years old? She was at the hospital. That's 5 minutes from my house. So I'm like, shit.
If it is or isn't airborne, that's close enough. You could probably get you can get Ebola just from with her in the hospital. I'm just saying. Almost like a joke in the United States.
Monkeys wearing pants on horses. Just like in Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe a Halloween costume there. I was like, all right. It's a little much, but I mean, three people could probably work that Halloween costume.
But if you want to get out of work for 2 weeks.
Hey, boss, I'm not feeling good. I got a fever.
My Ebola's acting up. Matter of fact, I was hanging around the break room.
We might not want to say this too many times on here.
2 weeks for everybody.
We might not want to say Ebola too many times because we might have the CDC going in there.
Hey, Ebola's on the house. Come on, get everybody off work. So anyway, but yeah, the big Ebola scare. Another popular Halloween costume, let me get this out the way, is the Ray Rice costume.
What is it? Basically a
somebody
white beard?
They wear a Ray Rice jersey. And someone is usually a female, and they just dragging them along the ground like he dragged her out the elevator. Yes.
Are we saying popular or just really fucking wrong?
It is actually popular.
Oh, man.
The rewrite. But wait a minute. No, wait. Here's a crazy. Hold on. Halloween's supposed to have scary costumes.
Yeah, I mean, I would be a little intimidated by Ray Rice walking, you know.
Hey, have one guy be in the elevator and have Ray Rice. Well, so if you have any ideas of some scary Halloween costumes, even though by the time we get this Halloween event passed, still email us, let us know. Halloween costume that you have seen that you thought were like, hey, that's pretty interesting there. All right? So, Beamer, what do you want to kick us off with here?
What do I want to kick us off with? Well, I mean, actually,
it's bar talk. We got to talk.
I will tell you one thing that I did see, and this is something that is very dear, very, very dear to Keith and I. There is a company that just did a upstart on... Dear Kate is the name of the company. And, okay.
Dear Kate,
yes.
K-A-T-E.
D-E-A-R-K-A-T-E.
Okay, Dear Kate.
They were on Kickstarter, and they wanted to go and come up with a new type of yoga pants.
Hello.
Yes, these are the no underpants yoga pants. Yes, yeah, I see Keith scratching his head right now in confusion of no underpants, yoga pants. Now, how does that one work?
What if they're wearing a thong? That doesn't, does that count as no underpants?
Well, no. They want to go completely no underpants. And there's only a few crude pictures on here right now. But it almost appears to be some sort of, like, formed like cup thing.
I don't want to gross somebody. It looks like there's a tampon sewed into... No.
So, anyway, so this is supposed to be, the material is supposed to be antibiotic, you know, or antibacterial. It's supposed to be clean, you know, it's going to be easy to clean, you'll be able to wash it, this and that. And it's going to be, they're hoping to be the new yoga pants fashion. Now, I'm gonna bring up a couple points here real quick. You think yoga pants, I think yoga pants... Any guy thinks yoga pants, what do we think?
Ass.
Damn right. Or, no, honestly, what I think, fuck yeah.
Ass. And let me say this. I'm going to say 90%. Now, you tell me if this number is the same with you. 90% of the females I've seen wearing yoga pants do not do yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Of that 90, 50% can't do yoga.
But that's the amazing thing about yoga pants. Yoga pants are sort of like the, what was it back in the 80s? The
leg warmers.
Leg warmers, but they would wear the tights. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of women that should not have worn them back then. But then women that probably were on the verge of shouldn't be wearing them could wear them and pull them off. Yoga pants, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, it can make a girl have an ass who didn't have an ass before that. It can make a woman that has too much ass seem a little bit more proportionate when she's walking down the street. Are they amazing? Are they godlike?
Very amazing.
Very godlike.
Very godlike, yes.
Now,
good choice of words.
Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of it, that they're going to be walking around with no panties on. This is the idea behind them.
Yeah, but a tampon sold into the fucking...
Well, a pad. Not a tampon.
Okay.
A pad.
It looks like a maxi pad.
It looks like a maxi pad sewn into the thing. And if it's supposed to, like, wick away moisture, it's supposed to, you know, knock away odor and this and that.
While they're doing... quote unquote
yoga. Not walking around. Not walking around the grocery store.
Not walking around with Uggs on.
Yeah. Not going to the bar and wearing yoga pants and like, did you just work out? No. Why? No reason at all. You know, it's damn well nice to see you. See you here. You know what I mean? Not that kind of situation. This company went and they asked for on Kickstarter, they wanted $15,000 as a goal for 30 days. To start their company. They made $15,000 in the first hour.
Wow.
As to this point in time, over 30 days, they raised $158,000.
Wait a minute, raised?
Raised to make to put these pants in production. They are now in production. So now we will be seeing yoga pants with a maxi pad tied into the fucking crotch. I don't know how I feel about this.
No, I kind of like seeing a little hint of thong.
But I don't want to. I want to see a little hint of a fucking maxi pad sticking. You know, depending on how much ass
it's
or
like burlesque. I've never been to like a live burlesque show. I've seen it on TV, and it's just a hint.
Yeah.
You know, like the women have the big feathers in their little top, and they had tassels on. But you know, you would see just little flashes. But it was just a hint, and you just want to say, "Oh, just take the feather off it." That's how it is with yoga pants. I mean, if they got the thigh, we want that. Your imagination makes it more than what it actually really is.
That is true.
So, but yeah, we do not want to see a giant freaking pad down there to make it look like they got a package.
To quote Willy Wonka, in a world of pure imagination.
If you want to know paradise, simply look around.
I don't think Gene Wilder, at his age now, wants to look and see a maxi pad and be 20 girls like walking around the street in yoga pants. I'm just saying.
I would like just to see yoga pants with no maxi pads. A hint of thong would be nice and cheery.
Do your stretch. Make a mess. No maxi pads in your yoga pants. Come with me, and you'll see.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Anyway.
What if Matthew McConaughey played Willy Wonka?
I'd be all right. Now, you know what I like about candy factors? I go walk around. There's these little fellas walking around going, Oompa Loompa. I'm like, Oompa Loompa. Stupid to do. I mean, I don't understand what you're saying, man. Hey, it's cool, bud. We can go. We can do whatever we want to.
Hey, if I was you, I wouldn't lean over into that chocolate river right there. You just may fall in. You fall in.
Hey, Violet, take
nothing
it easy.
I can do.
Take it easy on the candy, Violet. You're gonna blow up like blueberry. Come on, no, don't be a pig, Violet. Just be good. Just be good.
Yo. Hello.
Hey, Charlie. Guess what? You won everything, Charlie. I can't remember the fucking point.
Yo. What the fuck is up with him in those car commercials, man?
I saw Jim Carrey do One Saturday Night Live, which was hilarious. He's like, why am I just rubbing my thumb? He said, I got a booger in there. It feels good. I want to throw it out right now. Oh.
Hey, did you see the one with Ellen?
Oh, yeah, she's in the back. Like, yeah, this is Matthew Connie's Lincoln Town.
What are you talking about? Personal. She's like, look around. Yo, man, that dude is whacked, man. I'm sorry.
Dude, McConaughey.
Remember, you know he was crazy. Remember back when the police went to his house?
Yeah.
Naked, running around the house, sweating like crazy, banging bongos. Woo!
Hey, it's all right, man. I just did fucking 6-8 balls of cocaine. I had to play my bongos for a minute just to get my heart rate back to normal.
Do you know how he got famous, though?
Okay,
he goes to Hollywood, whatever, he gets an agent. You know, he gets hooked up with an agency. They were like, this guy's hot. I mean, the women will love him. This is when he was young. They go, we're going to invest everything we can in him. They basically, and this was, there was a book called, what is
The McConaughey Experiment?
Remember Joan Collins from like
Dynasty and shit?
Her sister, Jackie Collins, was a writer.
Yeah.
She wrote this book called Hollywood Wives, which supposedly had unnamed real.
That was a lot of air quotes that Keith was throwing up.
Yeah, I actually read the book. It's pretty wild. But what they did was in the book, this agency came across this kid. They started putting billboards up all over the place. The next great thing and blah, blah, blah. But the next thing you know, people were like, there was a buzz about him. Hadn't done anything.
And he was like, you know what?
They sent them out on auditions. He was getting all kind of stuff. They did the same similar thing with Matthew McConaughey. They were putting up posters, and he was on billboards. and saying he was the next great thing. And there was all of a sudden this buzz about him. He hadn't done one thing.
See.
And wait, real quick. He did Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yes. Like 3, 4, or 5, whatever the number was. It was.
Well, I think he did the remake, didn't
he? It was an awful. It was like
three or four. I saw it. I don't remember.
It was totally one of the worst horror movies you'll ever see. But he did that, and it kind of sat on the shelf. This is stupid. I mean, sometimes they have these movies that go straight to DVD, and these movies are made and never see the light of day.
Boy, at that point in time, it was straight cable or fucking VHS.
He gets out there. He ends up doing, what's the courtroom movie? Your favorite?
Time to Kill. I forgot about Time to Kill. Damn, good call there, kid.
He's the superstar.
Now, what if she was white? I'm going to tell you, every white person I know that watched that movie, they were like, oh, shit. That was one of the deepest lines he's ever said in any movie ever. And black people were like, seriously, we've been saying this shit for fucking, years and years and years and years.
Yeah. So he does that. He's a superstar. So guess what somebody has on their shelf? This Texas Chainsaw movie. So his second major movie was that. And trust me, they tried to stop that from going out. But it went out, and here's the funny part. It became a cult favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was in it.
See that guy? Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
He has this, mechanical leg brace on.
That was before Days of Confused?
Oh, wait. What? Days of Confused. No.
Days of Confused, I mean, he was, on that. That's where the whole line comes. Days of Confused was before Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, but it sat on the shelf. So they do a bunch of movies.
No, I understand. Yeah. I'm asking for my
first major one. Yeah. So all these other ones are like, oh, we got Matthew McConaughey. So they're releasing all these. You're like, why did he do that? No, they sat on him for so long.
Yeah.
It's like people do pilots.
He was basically working. Yeah, he was working as a fucking barista somewhere and trying to get a fucking
exactly. His agents were pushing him, saying he's the next great thing. And then I go, you actually did these fucking movies?
All right.
I did Texas Chainsaw 3.
You know what?
Dazed and Confused.
I was a little dazed and confused when I was doing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. All right. So, the fucked up thing about it is, I saw the True Detective series that he did, and I saw Dallas Buyers Club.
Wait, time out. I didn't finish watching The True Detectives.
I don't know.
It got really weird. And I'm just like,
that is a very dark fucking.
Yo, hold on. I gotta say, I forgot what the show was about. I'm like, what am I even watching?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
There's some.
And I kind of just faded away from it. But.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a very good series. It's very dark and it's very fucked up, and you're just like.
But. Good.
Both of them are great in that.
Him and Woody Harrelson.
Now they want to do a remake of the fucking series.
Dallas Buyers Club. When I seen that. Now, granted, I hadn't seen the other movies for everyone else who was nominated for. I seen that and goes, he has to get Best Actor. Hands down. I didn't even see the other movies. I go, he deserves it, hands down.
A friend of the show, Ben Fitzpatrick, said to me, he was like, yo, did you see that movie? No. I said, he told me, you need to watch that movie. That is possibly one of the best movies he's ever done.
One of the best scenes. It was great.
Is it funniest? The fact that shit's true.
They walk in, and he walks into his office. If you've seen it, sorry, I got to throw this line out there, if you haven't seen it. But when he goes, what's her story? And his secretary is like, oh, she's got AIDS. Really? Full blown. Huh. Makes he's banged her in the bathroom
because
he already has it. It's not like he's going to get it again. And she probably can't get laid again after having full blown AIDS. So she's like, hey, I still want to have sex. So
there was I remember, what was it, 7 years ago? There was a dating site for people with STDs that they came out with.
If you already got it.
If you already got certain ones, then you can categorize
them. How long have you been a member, Beamer?
Well, I met your wife. No, I didn't. But Yeah, I remember seeing it on the news. I was just like,
oh, you saw it on the news.
Yeah, I tend to watch the news. STD dating, it's HSV. Okay, so there's dating sites out there.
There's certain info.
We have information that is coming from.
You didn't come out and say, I heard about it. There you go. You said, yeah, there's the site where you got STD.
No, I heard it.
Like, really? Okay. Ooh. Learn a lot about people when you sit and talk and have drinks with them. All right.
Look at me. I haven't had sex lately enough to fucking even consider fucking going to a website like that, so shit. It has not been all right.
Anyway, it was in a slump, man. Everyone gets in a slump.
It's true. But, you know who doesn't get in a slump? Matthew McConaughey. Because, you know why? It's always all right.
It's always all right.
But, yeah, so that like I said, Dallas Buyers Club, fucking great movie. Was not expecting that.
We were talking about this earlier off the show.
Oh, and one other thing.
Go ahead.
Yoga pants.
We love them.
That's it. Yeah. I have nothing else to say. No profound thing to say. Just yoga pants.
Yeah, throwing it out there.
Yeah.
We're not doing movie reviews, but I meant Guardians of the Galaxy. I got to mention that because we were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
I totally went in saying to myself, I'm going to hate this movie.
And you loved the movie.
And I told you, well, I was like, I don't want to see. I was on the road. Keith Pernod is a comedian. I happened to be away for the weekend. Me and the other comic, we're together Friday and Saturday. So we drove up that Friday night, did the show. So Saturday, we're like, we didn't do it. He's like, let's go to the mall, get something to eat. Maybe we'll see a movie. Okay, cool. He goes, let's see Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm like, I don't know, dude. Then I was like, you know what? What the heck? But you know why I didn't want to see it? I didn't want to see a movie with a talking raccoon.
Yeah, because it sounds stupid.
I'm thinking this is going to be Disney.
Or a fucking tree that just says, I'm Groot.
Well, I knew nothing about that. All I knew was that there was a talking raccoon. I don't want to see a Disney. I'm an adult. But you know what? I found out later that Bradley Cooper
did the voice.
I'm like, what? I did not even recognize it. I watched the whole thing, and the guy goes, you know that's Bradley Cooper. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And Vin Diesel was a tree.
That tree.
He's the voice. You didn't even see him. It was a CG fucking talking.
Oh, you saw the tree. Yeah. You didn't
a talking root, whatever. And his only line was, I am Groot. Groot. I am Groot. And actually, it was a good movie. Good storyline.
Vin Diesel said, how many words in that movie?
I am Groot. No, four words. Because at one time he said, we are Groot. So it was actually four words.
It's five words.
No, I am Groot.
It's only four words.
We are Groot. No, so, but the same words.
Yeah.
We have a silent partner here. He's trying to give us cues. I am Groot is what he said. And then later on he said,
we are Groot.
I am.
We are
Groot.
Five words. That's the longest phrase he had.
Yeah.
So anyway, for any other Marvel nerd that wants to know.
Yeah, thanks. All the nerds out there. I told them they're high-fiving each other.
Yeah. I knew this, man. Come on. This is crazy. I said five words.
I tried to tell them at five. They wouldn't listen.
Yes, come
that's
on.
That's the emails we're going to get. Yeah, there was actually there's actually like five words. I am, we are Groot. There's like prepositional phrases and really.
And I mean, but he did spin her off into a sapling, actually. So he wasn't a full tree the whole entire movie.
I don't want to ruin the movie. This is turning to a movie review.
It is kind of turning into a movie review.
But no, there's one thing about it, though. This motherfucker, this dude, I'm sorry to curse, but this motherfucker had a cassette from 1980. Here it is, like, 50 years later. This cassette is still working.
Well, that was your problem?
They're in the future, yeah.
He had AA batteries the entire time?
I was getting to that. Wait a minute.
I have less problem with the Walkman's working, because I could probably find a Walkman in my parents' house
and
put batteries in it as long as I didn't store batteries in it.
In the future.
And that motherfucker.
He's the Walkman with a Walkman It was, well, he was, yeah, what, 8 years old?
Yeah, he got,
but he
got
said out of space when they got ships and transportation and all kinds of crap.
They're just more advanced than we are here.
Right. You mean to tell me they had nothing where he could fucking put a cassette on a disc?
Wow, shit.
He had a cassette tape that lasted forever.
His mother gave it to him.
Forever.
Forever. Yeah.
He played it all the time.
I mean,
he's out in outer space and he has, like you said, he has AA batteries and a Walkman.
Maybe there was an embarrassing story when he was, you know, in the movie when he was like 10. He said, does anybody have rechargeable batteries?
He's got a spaceship. How do they have a cassette player in a spaceship?
Oh, set up and with wood paneling, so it looks like an old 8-track shit in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like an old trailer from like.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a cassette player.
Yeah, I mean, it was a.
This is funny. Yeah, DUIs for like 4 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah, DUI, went home, put on a Halloween costume, got drunk, went up. We're jumping all over the place.
Yeah,
there's
sorry.
Something.
We're just watching something.
The news on TV.
We are at a bar, and there is big screens and little screens and all over the place.
She had 2 DUIs in 3 hours. She got a DUI, got charged, released, and she went home.
Oh, yes, and then.
Got ready for some Halloween party, dressed up as a zombie, got drunk, drove again, got a second DUI.
And she was so sad. Yeah.
So, oh, you see how it is.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that happens, but you know, you got to party. You know, you
thought we're beyond that in 2014.
Well, I mean, there's dumb bitches in the world everywhere you go. So, if the next time you get your DUI, and for some reason don't get held for longer than an hour or two, and you know somebody picks you up and you leave, think about that. Yep. Do I want to really be a zombie when they pull me over for my second?
Yeah, because thinking a mugshot is going to last forever.
Oh, man. Well, so, it'll last as long as the fucking phone database, or the computer database they have there. So, what's going on in your life, man? Anything good? Besides watching Guardians of the Galaxy and that?
Not Walking Dead is phenomenal.
I
started watching Gotham, which is off the chain.
I have been watching Gotham.
Here's my thing. The people that don't like Gotham, they go, oh, because I was reading these blogs about it. And they're like, oh, you don't even get to see Batman. When are they going to show Batman? And why are they doing this and that? I'm like, the show is called Gotham. It's about Gotham. It's about the city of Gotham. The name of the show is Gotham. It's not called Batman. It's not called Penguin. It's not called Catwoman. It's not called Ivy. It's not called Riddler. It's called Gotham. It's based on the corruption, the crime, the state, the nature of the city of Gotham. Other than that, I think here's one person surprised me out of the whole thing. Jada Pinkett. When I seen she was in it, before I even seen the show, I was like,
I don't know how I feel about her.
Yo, her character, she plays that fucking character to a T.
That's what I'm kind of confused about.
That's the best I've ever seen her done in any movie I've seen her in.
I mean, she's
back in Different World.
She's a fucking beautiful, just evil, sexy woman.
I thought she fell off. I was like,
I'm kind of scared. Like, I wouldn't. I don't, you know what I mean? It's like, oh yeah, I like you right now while you're fucking me, but I'm going to kill you. You know what I mean? Like, that's how basically her personality is.
She's
awesome, like a Black Widow.
Watch the show. She is definitely a highlight
of
the show.
I did see an article about it where she was saying this is her most favorite role because she can just be as mean and nasty as possible, and she loves the idea of just doing that, and then next minute she's a sweet fucking woman. You know, like, oh yeah. Yeah, she's trying
She said something like in one of the earlier episodes, like the first episode, they were beating up the Penguin, or just beating up this dude, and a cop showed up. One cop was dirty, the other cop is good. It's Gordon. And he says, what's going on? Oh, nothing. We're just having a little discussion. Sounds like he needs help. She goes, well, if you really want to know, that bitch owes me money. Oh, man, I almost lost it. I was like, that is the shit.
See, not to get into a review of this, but we are getting a review of everything we've seen. One thing that has me confused on Gotham is Barbara Gordon. Because I never read, you know, all the, you know, Batman books or Batman graphic novels and all this and that.
Okay.
But I, well,
go ahead.
In any Batman timelines, was she a lesbian before?
Okay, now you're talking about the people who go, it's not about.
No. This is like, what? I don't know. I said I've never read them.
Based on. If you wanted to be exactly like what you've already read, you'll be bored with it.
It's a question.
I'm answering. If you wanted to be based on what you've already read, then why even go through it? Just like Walking Dead. There are people who read the graphic novel. It's a comic book.
By definition, it's actually not a comic book.
It's a comic book. If it's colorful and it's on a little page, little paperback, it's a comic book. That's like, we didn't play with dolls, we play with action figures.
So as a comic, are you a superhero also?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am a superhero.
Now you see the difference.
I have super laughs. But they changed it up because if you follow it,
but there
people who have read the graphic novels of Walking Dead, oh, this is supposed to happen, and it doesn't happen. They go, oh, they like it because they change it.
I'm going to tell you right now, why did graphic novels come around? Because they got made up so much fun of, and it was like, oh, you're reading comic books. Yeah. No, this is a graphic novel. Yeah,
just like a boy playing with a G.I. Joe. It's a doll. No, it's an action figure. The same thing.
Why do you have a Barbie? Because he's fucking her when he gets off, you know, goes to leave.
But they have to, what, Gotham is about Gotham. It's not about, and you were just like, oh, well, why is she left? It's just a story. And if you know anything about the whole series, you know that she's his wife all the way through. So you know they're going to be together. If they break up.
Well, but
so what? It's a storyline. Enjoy for what it is.
But who knows with this, because she may not be, because it's not based off of previous.
Enjoy for what it is.
Yes. I don't know, dude. I'm loving it. I'm just thinking, they're two fucking hot lesbians. Her and the chick she was with. I'm like, I'm thinking James Gordon is fucking it.
You're talking about like it's a problem.
No, it's not a problem.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's what I was getting. Like, where's she a lesbian? No.
I'm saying.
Change your tone to like.
I'm saying. And
they should show more of her background.
Yes. It's still a flashback. That's good to know. Barbara is actually Batgirl in comics, thanks to our researcher on the side.
Again, our nerds are like, I'm going to have to, what is it, Bar Talk 1? They have to know that it's Batgirl.
Emails, man. We don't care.
But the show is about.
You are so much smarter
than is about Gotham. We are nowhere near Barbara Gordon and if you get the video game Injustice, all this stuff will come out about the characters. There's like Harley Quinn, we're waiting on her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, and the Joker has not come up yet. We know who the Riddler is.
Edward Nygma.
Ivy, who's just a little girl right now, who's going to probably come up in a later episode.
And is this wrong to say, because I don't mean it the way it could possibly come out, the girl that plays Cat, and Catwoman, if she's not a model in 10, 15 years and like a huge fucking celebrity.
That's creepy.
Well, but you understand what I'm saying. It's like Hermione from Harry Potter. You can tell she possibly was going to be a cute, beautiful woman when she got older.
She's got on fucking baggy pants.
I'm not talking about a hoodie. I'm not talking about her body. I'm talking about her face.
Oh, okay.
She's got that kind of exotic look to her that if in 10, 15 years, if she's not. If she will be a model or acting, you know, in a lot of stuff come the future.
Okay, all right.
You don't think?
How old are you, man? I'm not
going out there and saying, oh, yeah, you know what? She's sexy. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying she has the look
of a Victoria's Secret model.
I did not say Victoria's Secret, did I, you fucking pervert? I didn't say Victoria's Secret at all, even though they're getting fucking gripe as it is.
Okay.
I'm saying she will.
I'm backing out of this conversation. Go right ahead.
No, I just said she has the look that you will see 10, 15 years from now. She's an early Brooke Shields. How about that? In your day, an early Brooke Shields.
I don't think anybody says she's going to be a great model. We want to. No, that's cool.
I never said anything about wanting to do anything.
I understand. Man, all the women on the show, you talk about the youngest one on there.
No, but she's on every episode, like everywhere.
Okay.
Like, it's just.
I got your point,
man. That was it.
All right. How old is she on the show? She's like, what, 12?
I don't know if they ever say the age of
her. Yeah, because, I mean, Bruce Wayne is what, 10, 12?
I don't know.
And the girl's about the same age.
Did they really say the age of him at all on anyone?
Okay, wishful thinking. All right.
No, not wishful thinking. Look at me. Just because you didn't get a refill on your beer.
I know, because it's culturally biased in here. It is.
Is that what we call it, culturally biased?
Yeah. That's a new word.
Yeah. Cutting out the R word.
Yeah, that's how it works.
All right. We'll go culture.
As I eat my boneless chicken wings.
Well, I ain't going to call you out on that. Well, it wasn't fried chicken.
BarTalk1 at Yahoo.com.
Any cheers, jeers, and
send all your jeers and racial rants towards Beamer.
He called himself out for eating boneless chicken, and I said it wasn't fried chicken.
I do have my own tab. If you were to just be kind enough to go over, I have my own
tab. He doesn't want to get you.
No, I know. All
right. We can yell for Katie.
Hey, if you just give me a refill here, I'd gladly pay for it.
That'd be fantastic, sir.
No problem, buddy.
I mean,
would you like an orange, a lemon, or anything like that in there? Anything?
Oh, darn, you know, we'll do what we have to do. All right. So we're rambling. We're talking about Gotham. I don't want to do a fucking show and review, but I've had this. This is a couple weeks old. And this is something that kind of made me start thinking about, just as we're saying, social differences, you know. It was the Raven Simone comment when she was on Oprah. She did an interview with Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it at all?
I didn't see it, but I seen the little excerpt of what she said.
Well, yeah, the excerpt was...
Surmise it.
She said, she is not gay nor African-American. Said she does not want to be labeled gay, but as a human who loves humans and humanity. She is a lesbian, grateful for legalized marriage. She also, that she could finally get married if that was what it is. Now, she posts on here.
Okay, wait, can I say something real quick? She's currently living
with a woman.
A lesbian woman. Woman that looks very thug-like, tattooed, girl out. They're a couple.
Yes.
So if she doesn't want to call herself a lesbian.
Yeah, she doesn't want to call herself gay.
Don't call yourself that. But you know what it is.
She says she is a lesbian, but not gay. Because she doesn't want to be categorized as a category. And she says she's not African-American, but American. She explains she does not know where her roots come from. Basically, she says... She has darker skin, nice hair, interesting. I have nice, interesting grade of hair. I connect with Caucasians. I connect with Asians. Connect with Black. I connect with Indian. I connect with each culture.
Okay, can I say this? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to interject this as a. I'm going to say a Black person or an African American, which is the title that we are given. If you want to go ahead and say I'm American, fine. We're all Americans. That's great. But it's no different than, people say, hey, I'm Italian. They're proud of it. They have Italian Day Parade. They have the Polish Parade. Mm-hmm. They have Polish people proud of their heritage. We have Greeks. People are proud of their heritage. And any other nationality, they're proud of their heritage. And the reason why I say Italian, because like you go to South Philly. Hey, that's Italian. If you want to say you're African-American, what is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
And she goes, well, I'm not that. I'm American. Stop saying it like you have this evil fucking tag put on you. You know what? When you're in the spotlight, and after a while, when you get treated, pampered, and anything you say, they go, ooh, if she was not a celebrity, she wouldn't be saying all this. Oh, I'm an African. Whatever. That's all bullshit. So she can say all that because she's Raven Simone. She was a celebrity. But you know what? She's a lesbian. She's a Black lesbian. That's what she is. She's gay, blah, blah, blah. So, period. Nah. Point blank. I always say that, too, when that whole African-American thing come out. I go, yeah, you know what? I've never been to Africa. But, when you think about it, when people say, I'm Italian, you hear it all the time. Oh, I'm Polish. I'm this. Oh, well, guess what? You know what? I am African. American.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'll just throw it out like that. So she is too. She's a black lesbian, period. Get what she said.
No, I know when they, I know certain parts of my family, family tree, mm-hmm. but then there's a lot of parts that we don't know about completely. We don't know where the Beamer side comes from, and part of, like, half the side of Beamer side, we may have been bastard children kind of situation, you know what I mean, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when she was saying about it, I can understand, because, you know, without knowledge of your roots, it's hard to claim. But it's, you know, in this world, well, it is. It's hard to claim any kind, you know, I can't say, well, I'm nothing, you know what I mean? I've got Pennsylvania Dutch, I've got English, I've got Scots-Irish, I've got Irish, you know, which one do I claim? Do I claim them all? You know, it's just, you know, and that's possible on some of those, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was kind of the reason why I brought it up, is because what point in time do we go when we stop labeling a lot of this shit, you know what I mean? And I mean, as human beings, that's been part of the fucking downfall of fucking human civilization, is the labeling of, oh, they're not the same as us, they're from such and such, they're, you know. And the basic idea of what she said is actually would be a great start, but it's hard to go and do that in the, you know, in the country we live in and everything.
She said, but
the base behind it, that we're not different. We're not categorizing ourselves. We're not categorizing other people. We're just people sitting next to people, talking to people.
But we are, because we all come from different, we all have different heritage and lineage.
And I do get that. And I'm saying, the base to it is a good idea, but mm-hmm. from that base grows a fucking tree of just, you know,
she's intolerant. Wacky. She's wacky.
Nah, she's not wacky. She's
when she first came, when she knew she was gay, she would not, forget all this partner stuff. I'm not. Disney was like, well, if you are, you are. I'm not. Stop it. Okay?
And it's besides the point on that.
Black lesbian. That's what she is. Raven Simone, you're a black lesbian.
Yeah, I mean, it's besides the point on her, you know. I just like to think that this is maybe a newer generation of trying to go and knock the labels off, trying to create a different world, possibly. And maybe at some point in time, might not be, it won't be in our lifetimes, that we can go and just sit, you know, two people sit together and they don't say, oh, black guy sitting across the bar from me and white guy sitting across the bar from me. Yeah. And maybe it just be, oh yeah, I know the guy, such and such.
That won't happen, because it could be a fat guy that comes, oh, that guy's big.
Yeah.
Or it could be a midget. Oh, look, there's a midget. Doesn't matter. You're going to be judged by your appearance, whether you're darker, taller, smaller, bigger, more attractive, less attractive.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. Period.
Maybe it's just either everybody should just eat so much food that they can't fucking move and paint themselves fucking fuchsia or something. You know what I mean?
He said fuchsia.
Yeah. Just a color that you ain't never going to see anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just cut everybody's eyeballs out. Fuck it.
Morgan Freeman said some shit like that. Was it Morgan Freeman? Yeah, he was on 60 Minutes, and he says, well, why do you consider me? Why can't I just be an actor? Or why can't I just be, you know, whatever? Actually, Lawrence Fishburne was in, it was a Shakespeare play.
I forget
which one it was, yeah. And the role wasn't meant for a black person or something like that, but he went on and played it. I forget. What
was it? I thought it was Othello.
It was something. It might have been something else, but it was weird because people were like, "Well, he says you should look at me as just another actor, and not as a black actor playing this." Perfect example. There was a TV show or it was a commercial. There was a commercial, and it had a black guy, a white wife, and the kid was white.
Yes.
And they tried to experiment where it was just, you know, he just happened to be playing the father, and the kid, you know, they were all white, and they wanted to be like, well, the kid has to be mixed. It doesn't matter about the color. It's a family buying a product, you know, whatever the product was.
Yes, I saw a commercial
but
like that.
We will never see that.
We won't see it.
No.
And the only good thing we can do is keep fucking talking about it and keep bringing it to point, and not in a negative way.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, you know, Like we said before in past episodes, 50 years ago, this wouldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. 30 years ago, it would have been kind of tough to do. But
yeah.
This is the, we're getting closer to an ideal acceptance of others, even though we've got a long fucking way to go.
Yeah.
We've got a long, long way to go. But now we're starting to see, fortunately, a lot of white people are starting to see a lot of the stuff that black people are going through. Unfortunately, black people are still going through it.
Yeah, we're still going through shit. Cops, all that crap.
Dude, the fucking Ferguson cops are fucking more than Ferguson. If you go and you just, you can go and just look on websites and just see the shit that's going on. Those cops are fucking.
No, you know what I say. You know what I say about the whole thing, man. There's, I mean, thousands and thousands of police officers in the police department. And you know what? People are saying cops are this and that. And no, and stop it. If a cop says, hey, put your hands up, I gotta check you. Fine, do it. Don't sit there and say, why? You get my bad time. You know what? That's bullshit. You know what? All these people on there talking all this shit about the cops and all that thing. Let them get robbed. Let something happen. Who's the first person they gonna call? What's the first call they gonna make? So tell them just stop that bullshit. You can pull her back. Or there's one where a guy, an innocent man, has a gun pulled on by the cops. The cop says, you know, get on the ground. Why? I don't have a weapon. So the cops will say, oh, you don't have a weapon. Okay. How many guys with a gun will say that?
Mm-hmm.
Officer, I don't have a weapon. Oh, okay. Stop it. They're doing due process. They're trying to keep themselves safe. They check you. If you've done nothing wrong, here you go, officer. You can check me. Okay, I have nothing. Here's my ID.
But
they check you, and they let you go.
I'm not saying everybody.
But wait a minute. There's a percentage. Just like one plane crashes, you don't say,
all it's unsafe to crash. Fly. Yeah.
So you get all these people. You don't, like, I'm going to say, this is messed up to say Rodney King. We've seen a portion of the video. We don't know what happened before. You know why they got off? The high-speed chase. When he got out of the car, the fight he put up with. So he put up a fight. He's fucking 6'5". The cops fucking all rushing on him.
PCP
and all you
whatever,
see,
yeah.
All you see is just the cops beating him. And all America seen was that and based everything on that. I'm not defending what the cops did, but we didn't see the whole picture. And man, being a cop is not easy. I know cops.
I know cops.
I went to school with them. I got cops in my family. So I'm kind of biased on that point, but did the same thing. All these little cell phone videos and all this crap. See it from the beginning, not the little excerpts that they put in, which people won't do. They put in just that to get their point across.
I mean, I have seen, you know what, I'll put it this way. I'm
not going to sit here and say no. Cops are assholes. I'm
not
going to say that.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying with the fucking modern day videos and all this stuff, it's, you know, there's a lot more that's going on out there. And we didn't, you know, without being in that situation, you wouldn't be able to say, oh, yeah, I knew that was going on, because obviously it's a different fucking world. Mm-hmm. It really
but
is.
Let me just say this. To say if hundreds of black guys, hundreds, have guns, sell drugs. The cops in the neighborhood where most of the black guys are selling drugs and got guns. One guy, black guy, who doesn't sell, walks through, a cop is going to put them all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Do you fault the cop?
I mean, the situation
right.
Not,
he's used to what he's dealt with, right. All these guys. So, I'm not going to say I blame you for being defensive, but if I pull up, put your hands out the car. Why? Man, this is bullshit. You know what? You deserve it. You deserve everything you get right after that. Right after that.
I'd say we just start doing like Russia. Put cameras in the fucking cars. People get pulled over.
They have them. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, if a cop says, I need your license registration. Why? I have my right. You know what? Right there.
Well, I saw one where the guy was like, why? He's like, I'm in the passenger seat. I don't have my license. We're going to get
you
it right
what?
Now.
That guy is an asshole. You know why he's an asshole? Because all he had to do was give his license and registration. Cop would have checked it. He'd have been out of there. But while the cop is dealing with this asshole for 20 minutes because the guy wants to prove a point, there could have been something going on. Or what if the cop lets him go and the guy got something in there? For example, but just say a terrorist. Officer, I've done nothing wrong. Why are you pulling me over? You're right. You can go. He goes and does a crime. You know what they're going to say? Why didn't they pull him over? The cop pulled him over. Why didn't they check his car? You know what the cop's going to say? Because he said, I don't have anything. Why are you pulling me over? Just like on the airplane.
But he was
checking babies.
He was in the passenger seat. His girl was driving the car, got pulled over, and the cop said, Monsieur ID.
They checked everybody in the car because you know what's going to happen? All we did was check the driver. They pull off. The guy in the passenger killed somebody. And you know what? They're going to get sued because they're going to say, why didn't you check everybody in the car? That's protocol.
But then they tased him while he was sitting in the fucking seat with his kid in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't see the whole thing where the guy would get out and the cop overreacted. I know what you're saying.
Man.
Get the fuck out the car. Just say, here's my ID. All he got to do is say, here's the ID.
Nah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been pulled over in situations where I go and give it to him.
And you're out of there. As soon as you go, why? I want to see a supervisor. As soon as... When you're in school, teacher says, do this, and you don't do it. What happens? You get in trouble. The cop is authority.
But I know cops in this world that... I'm going to say right now. Or they're dicks. You know what I mean? They're fucking...
You're about to label all cops.
But I'm not.
Just by saying... You are.
But
because
I'm not.
You're saying a statement.
That's the way, I mean, any kind of...
You're going to give me another example that cops did this wrong. And a cop did this. Did you see the video a cop did this? Did you see the whole video? You only seen what they posted on whatchamacallit. Why didn't the guy just give him his ID?
Because he didn't all have
you,
his ID.
No. All you see is the part where the guy's saying, I want to see a white shirt. I want to see a white shirt. And they're like...
That's not what I saw.
The whole thing where he was supposed... Did you read the description? I know what you're talking about.
Because I
researched the whole thing.
I saw...
And when the guy... He was supposed to reach back into his thing. You don't just go, wait a minute. How do they don't know if you have a gun?
Oh, that was the stop at the gas station.
No, I'm talking about the guy with the little kid was in the back and they broke the glass. Granted, yeah, that was wrong. To avoid the whole thing. Sir, we just need... Can we just have your ID? That standard procedure across the country, it's always been that way. Why you gotta check my ID? If you don't have nothing wrong, give them your ID, they check. The woman didn't have her seatbelt on. Don't we have seatbelt laws? Can't you get a ticket for not having your seatbelt? And they're getting mad. I gotta get to the hospital. Ma'am, you're committed an offense. We're gonna get you out of here. She needs to get to the hospital. Her punk ass boyfriend is holding everything up by not giving his license. And he had no warrants or nothing on him. All he had to do was say, here's my ID. Okay, you guys can go.
Yo,
I'm
boring the hell out of
it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So.
Now that we've gone to our...
The fact checker's gone.
Our fact checker.
So the fact checker didn't want to give a black guy a beer. And we're talking about a racial situation. And we're boring the hell out of him.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. That really pissed me off, for real.
I don't understand what's going on.
I was very upset.
But
we will talk about this on another show. Yes. But yeah, I was very upset about that.
Didn't understand what happened. So, Keith, now we're back.
So, but no, this is a point. I'm not trying to change your point of view, but I'm just saying it's like you said, well, cops, sure, but when you say cops, you're saying all the cops. You're not saying that cop there and that cop there. There's thousands and thousands of police officers across the country.
Yeah.
So, and for every video that shows the cop in a bad light, I can show you two or three to have them in good lights. But you don't think about that. Point blank, can I see your ID? What are you going to do if you go, why you want to see my ID? Right off the bat, the cop's like, why is this guy being a dick? Is he hiding something? Just give me your ID.
Man.
And then from there, it's downhill from there. It is downhill. And they have every right to fucking mace you or fucking tase you or anything in my eyes because you're holding them up. They could be doing something else.
I mean, it is...
I'm not saying that there's not cops who abuse the situation, who are dicks and assholes. But you know what? I'm sure you have friends who are dicks and assholes.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to say all your friends are dicks and assholes. Just this friend.
Well, everybody can be a dick or an asshole.
I'm a dick and an asshole at times, being, and I apologize at the times I am.
Because that's normally during the podcast. Anyway, so we're getting to that witching hour, man.
Yeah. We've done a full show.
We even got you really interested in...
But this is bar talk.
This is bar talk.
This is guys talking in a bar.
Man.
If you guys have a specific thing you want to talk about, email us, bartalk1@yahoo.com.
And send the yoga pants pictures.
And we're sorry if we bored you with enlightening conversation.
Yes, but next week we're going to go, now that we're back, next week
we had opposing point of views.
And that's
part of talking here.
Nah.
So. I'm sorry if I felt as I was monopolizing you or defending it in a stronger way.
No, I wasn't defending anything. That's the whole point of bringing it up.
Because
I bring it up because it's there's a pattern. Because
as a black man, yeah, I'm gonna say cops are assholes. But then again, I look at these videos and I go, dude, just give him your ID.
Yeah.
And I can't understand why they won't, unless he's got warrants, unless he's got a gun.
So as Keith goes back to the subject, yes, we understand that. Trust me. So I guess if we're doing it differently, I'm going to say this was a good episode.
Very good episode.
Keith had his rant.
I had my rant.
Next week, maybe me going back to my rant, but Keith
Beamer
definitely...
will go back to his rant.
Keith definitely did justice on that.
I didn't mean
or to, injustice, yeah, I don't know.
I didn't mean to monopolize everything either as well, nah. So if I did, but anyway.
It is... it was a great show.
Yeah, this was a great show. It was good to be back. Again, for those who are listening on someone else's iPod or phone or computer... We can be. You can subscribe to us for free on iTunes. Just look up Bar Talk and Podcast, or on Podomatic.com on any iOS device, such as your laptop or your cell phone. All you do is download a free app, and you can subscribe to us. When you go to Podomatic, just look up Bar Talk.
Bar Talk with Beamer and DJK.
With Beamer and DJK.
Yes, you got to. Beamer and DJK is very important.
Yes.
Otherwise, you go to somebody else and screw them.
Right, so other than that, that's it.
We usually
have final thoughts, but no,
our final thoughts were our final thoughts.
Yeah,
so.
And that's that. So we're gonna
next week we will be back again next week, and we will hopefully entertain you just as we did tonight.
All right, and thank you for listening to Bar Talk. BarTalk1@yahoo.com.
BarTalk1@yahoo.com.
All right. Good night, everybody. Peace.
Thank you.